Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com. And our topic today involves the cyber attacks and cyber, how we all are at risk. So I'm excited to welcome the program CEO Tom Kemp of Centrify. Tom, thanks for calling. How are you? And thanks for coming on the show today. Cyber attacks are just really running rampant, especially with this whole thing that happened like less than a week ago, right? That really set some people's computers on lockdown, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, there is, it's just amazing just the level of activity happening out there in terms of the number of breaches and the fact that it's coming from criminals as well as nation states as well. So what we've recently found is that 43% of companies have actually reported that they've been breached in some form or manner. So this is a real serious problem.
And this last one that happened, do you have an update, Tom? I'm sure you've been looking at this with the whole situation with all these people's computers with this big malware thing where everyone's computer was locked out and they were ransoming, or kind of not ransoming, but asking for money to unlock their computers. What's the latest news on that? Do you know, Tom?
Yeah. So first, actually, I do. So, first of all, I mean, this represents kind of the weaponization of the tools that the NSA was using, and it got leaked out to WikiLeaks and publicly made available. And it turns out that it probably is a nation state. It's probably North Korea that actually took these tools and technology and launched this attack as well. So we, as both consumers as well as us that work in corporations and government agencies, are kind of seeing the impact of kind of governments both developing these type of tools and then nation states trying to weaponize them as well. So and what we also saw was that a lot of hospitals, for example, in the UK, were shut down because of this WannaCry ransomware incident, and hundreds of thousands of systems were knocked off. So this is pretty serious stuff.
Well, I think definitely, Tom, it's very serious stuff because, I mean, when we know that we're not safe online, especially not just the consumer, but the big businesses, who can we trust? I mean, everyone is making their purchases online now more and more. So many people are relying on a paperless society. And now people like you talked about North Korea or other places are choosing to make our lives a living, you know what. So what, as a consumer, can we do? What right now? I mean, I've had some experts like this on my show before, and I still don't follow through. But I'm not as stupid as some people. But, I mean, what things would you tell our listeners right now that they need to do to make sure that they don't end up with an attack like just happened, and their computer's locked out, or their identity was stolen, or things like that?
Yeah, well, first of all, for your own personal systems or even systems at work, first of all, make a backup of it, but then actually remove the backup from the actual device, because what happens is that with these ransomware attacks, that they hit the actual computers, but if there is a backup device attached to it, then it moves on to the backup device. So it kind of seems counterintuitive to actually disconnect a backup system, because in theory you would want real-time backups of your actual system, but it's actually pretty good to do a backup, disconnect, you know, put it in a safe place, et cetera. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that it's actually pretty brain dead how we do computing today, because we simply just rely on a password. Like, even to get money out of the bank, we actually rely on an ATM card, which is a physical item, and then we have a PIN or a passcode associated. So you can call that two-factor authentication to get money out of the bank. But most of the transactions that we do online, it's just one form of authentication, which is a password. So I would also highly recommend for your most critical accounts, for your email, your bank accounts, that if the actual website has multi-factor authentication or two-factor authentication, where you can get a text to your phone to validate it's you, to actually leverage that, especially for your email.
Because
weeks ago, there was actually an attack on Google Drive and Gmail with a nasty phishing attack. So there's a lot of bad stuff happening. So back up and move away from just reliance on a password, and definitely don't have the same password across all your web properties.
That's a great thing, Tom. I like is what you said about the fact is you can't have it on all different web properties and your password. And how easy is it for these people to break in? I mean, I've heard about specifically enough the situation when you are at a coffee shop or a library. That's a big no-no if you're going to use their Wi-Fi, right? Especially if you're accessing specific types of secure certain information, right?
Yeah, so here's the way that they steal your password. I mean, so if they really want to go after you, the first way is that they do a little research on you and they can guess. And remember when those celebrities had their iCloud
90 seconds
because people had common security questions, you know, like what's your mom's maiden name, et cetera, what's your birth date? And so I would actually recommend to add a day to your birth date or 2 days or, you know, plus or minus, because every one of these websites said, oh, you forgot your password. Then they ask you a couple security questions.
Oh,
and those are incredibly easy to guess, right? So that's the first thing. Don't make it so your security questions are easily
guessed.
The second item is don't have the same password on all your critical websites. You know, maybe for your sports websites, the ones that you use less frequently, that's fine. And the ones that are not as important, you can share the same password. But for your core accounts, have different passwords, because if they hack one of those websites, they'll grab the usernames and passwords and they play it back on thousands of different systems.
Are you kidding me?
Finally, the way that they... Yeah, and then the final way they do it is they'll send you a phishing attack, and it turns out that there's a company called DocuSign that just recently had their entire customer database of email addresses hacked. And so people use this DocuSign application to do signatures for real estate, et cetera, and now you're getting this email that looks like a DocuSign email, or in the case of John Podesta, he got an email that said, oh, this is email from Google. It looks like someone was trying to access your account from the Ukraine. Please click here. So what I urge people to do is hover over the link, the button where it says click here to change your password. And odds are it probably will be a website that has nothing to do with Gmail or DocuSign, et cetera, because what they do is they set up these fake websites that look like Gmail, that look like DocuSign, and they're trying to steal your username and password.
Wow. And a lot of times, if you aren't getting contacted directly when you're online in that area, like don't trust those emails. Don't trust saying this is Citizens Bank or all this stuff, because honestly, they're not going to do it that way. These companies are not going to communicate this way.
Absolutely not. So what you do is if you do get an email from your bank, and odds are you're going to get an email from a bank that you don't have a banking relationship with, my recommendation is first hover over the link with your mouse, see what pops up in terms of the URL. And if you still don't trust it, if it still looks fishy, then just go directly to the website. Don't click on the link and go directly to Wells Fargo or Bank of America, et cetera, and then log in, and you'll see if there's a notification right there as well. So, yeah, but, you know, don't trust these emails that are coming.
Definitely. All right, Tom, where's the best place we can find information on you? Very, very interesting conversation on cyber attacks and stuff like that, but where can we find info on you and learn more about your company and stuff like that? Where can we go?
Yeah, so the name of the company is Centrify, Centrify. So go to www.centrify.com. And we just came out with a survey that actually quantifies the impact of data breaches on reputation and share value. So I think this is really important, especially for people, your business people that not only are IT people, but also people, executives as well.
Yes, because
oftentimes it's very hard to quantify what is the impact of a breach, right? What does it actually mean? And so this will allow you know, maybe non-technical executives and C-level people to be able to read about what a breach could actually mean to your company, and kind of raise awareness about, you know, what needs to be done to better secure your business.
Well, Tom, thanks for calling. Best of luck, and I appreciate you coming on the show. And anytime new news comes up involving cyber attacks, come on the show. I'm happy to chat with you about it, okay?
Yeah, no, great. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Tom.
Take care.
Thanks, bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back in just a moment. Bye.